I didn't prepare anything. She said wing it, and I really truly am.
Well, I don't want to say that we didn't prepare. We've been praying about this for a week.
I've been praying about it, and I just didn't know what to say. And I yeah, so here we go. Anyways, I guess it kind of just a general testimony is, I don't know. I think Beth was raised more in the church than I was. I kind of had the ebb and flow. I think that we fall more into the Christmas Christian. We, you know, got a Roman Catholic raised dad and a Methodist raised mom, and then I was in and out of the Baptist church, mainly on Easter and Christmas and the occasional youth group. But
fanatic.
Yeah, there you go. Somewhere along the lines, I went a little chaotic and became hateful about church. It was something along the lines of a pastor telling my mom that she was going to go to hell because she wouldn't let him use a clubhouse for a youth group one night. And I was like, well, I can react to that. And that kind of sent me on a vengeful streak for a couple of years, and I was out of the church. And yeah, thankfully, I found my way back in college, because my freshman year, I had a persistent guy on my hall who, no matter how much strife I gave him, he kept on. And one night, I remember, I didn't have anything else going on, and he came and invited me to go to a service with him. So, yeah, sure, got nothing else going on, why not, right? This is the same guy I've been arguing with. You know? So, anyways, I go, and they did an altar call, and I just, it seemed like it went on forever, and I'm standing there. I was like, man, are they going to wrap this thing up or what? So I was feeling the heat, and like, okay, I got to go. So I walked down to the front, and that maybe opened up the door. I don't think that was the end all be all, but it opened up the door. And then I was big into dancing, which is one of the things that Beth really, she and I really had in common. You know, going swing dancing, of all things. I was part of the Swing Cat Society, doing East Coast swing dancing. It was awesome, man. Yeah, cut her leg, you know?
I want to see it.
Not tonight.
Show them the video.
Yeah, show you the flips. Anyways, so inside of the Swing Cat Society, there were some people from the Student Baptist Union who were going there, and so I started going with them to the Student Union for Sunday service. Somewhere along the lines, a friend of mine had a friend in Thomasville. It was Beth, and you know, 2 years of hearing about her, never seeing her, finally met her, and the rest is history. yeah, so that's kind of what led me here. So, like I said, it was kind of like, you know, lukewarm to just going full on Paul, you know, and then back into it. I've had an interesting go at it, but, you know, all along the way, like, I started going here in 2006, which is basically right around the time that Beth and I met.
We met years before. We were friends for a while.
Yeah, we were friends for a while, yeah. I tell you right now, thank God I had gone to church, you know, for a couple of years before I met her, because she was going to flat out tell me no, because you're not a Christian. Like, I would have been.
I was hardcore. Like, you're either running a straight line or.
Yeah. Yeah. It was rough. Anyways, but since then, you know, we've come here since 2006, and then we left mid-2007 and went to D.C. Oh, man, what a chaotic time change. We went from this little body that, I'll be honest with you, when I first started coming here in 2006, I about walked right out the door. Because, in fact, I got up to get a coffee, and Beth thought I was out. yeah, so it took some getting used to. But then we went to D.C., it was the exact opposite. We went to a mega church, it was McLean Bible Church, and there was 12,000 registered congregants. It had its own two-story parking garage with it. It was crazy. But anyways, that was really different. But our experience there, at least mine, was I could kind of just fade away and nobody would notice me or anything like that, which is the opposite of here. But we, you know, we stayed connected to the body. Aaron and Alyssa came up and visited us. Pastor Suzanne, she came up and visited us. And every time that we would come home, right? Mm-hmm. So I think we always knew where home was, and we returned to it. And I think that's really when I want to tie into all this. This is home, you know, and it's family, and we treat it like family. We love everybody here, and I think, you know, tonight, maybe it's to put a title on it, but honestly, it's something that we serve family because we love everybody. We love all of you, and I don't know what's going to change other than just continue to be, you know, Christ's hands in action. Just love everybody the best we can, and that's about all I got to say about that.
I just want to say too. Sorry, I don't have a voice. I've been teaching now for 3 weeks because of my voice usually. Y'all serve us too. So that feels strange too. It's like we serve y'all, but y'all serve us too. So it just feels like, okay, we're just going about normal, you know. I don't really know when my beginning point was in becoming a Christian because I can give you when I'd have to define it, but I just remember just being little and always talking to Jesus. Like, I remember my dad kneeling on the ground by my bed, and we would pray together at night. I remember, you know, my grandma praying with me and, like, reading the Word every night, and I kind of got into that. I remember my brother, Jason, I was really close to, and he read his Word, and we talked about that all growing up. I remember coloring my pictures on the pews and talking to Jesus and listening to the messages. So I just thought, well, I'm just his, right? And then my best friend said, Beth, you're not a Christian because you have to accept him in your heart. And I'm like, what do you mean? I talk to him all the time. You're crazy, you know? Okay, well, I mean, I kind of looked at it, well, I'll do it because you said I have to and I'll check the box, but I'm just going to keep talking and doing the way I do always. So I did. I went through the sinner's prayer and I was little, but it was my best friend that did that, and then I got introduced to a Baptist church through her, and I had grown up in an Episcopal church, and then I was an Anglican, and then I did the Baptist thing, and then my dad remarried, and then I got really introduced in a Pentecostal, and that kind of took me a minute to take in, because that's a huge flip from Episcopal churches. And so now I just kind of can run the mill and walk into anywhere, and I'm pretty comfortable no matter where I go. And then I didn't, you know, I went through this phase. I didn't think every time something went wrong, I thought, oh no, I failed. I'm not a Christian. So I go up to altar call. Who knows how many altar calls I've been up to and re-accepted on. I mean, who knows, growing up, like as a teenager, I was like, oh, bad week. Jesus! So, I don't know. So that's kind of my experience with it. And then I met Ryan. He already accepted Jesus, which I am really impressed with that guy's bravery, coming to his door week after week. And Ryan was, like, rough on that guy. Like, but he was...
I actually contacted him a couple years afterwards and just let him know that, you know, the seeds he planted bore fruit.
Yeah.
Aww.
But yeah. He really pursued Ryan. I'm impressed with that guy. So, and then I met Ryan after that. So when I met Ryan, he was a Christian. He was still kind of getting his feet wet and figuring things out. And he was going to a church at Georgia Southern. But we hit it off with dancing because I was a ballroom dancer. And so I remember my friend that was my neighbor in Thomasville, she was like, you need to come up here and come see me. And I'm like, oh, okay, I'm all about a trip. Like, me and a road trip, I'm like, yes, please. So I went to Georgia Southern and to visit her, and she's like, she had this whole thing planned out, and she was like, oh, we're going to go hang out with some more friends, and we're going to go and do all these things. And so I'm like, oh, okay. And so we're headed to Savannah, and we were in Ryan's truck, and they're like, oh, Beth, you're the smallest, so we're going to squish you in the middle. And so I got squished right up against
right
Ryan in the truck. I'm like, hi, it's nice to meet you. So
you
that's how that. And so so we talked all the way there, and I swear she had this planned, because like the whole group was talking on this end of the table at one of the restaurants on the strip, and like I noticed like Ryan and I were like the only two on this, and I'm like, well, why didn't everybody fill these
existed.
Seats? It was just weird. But we talked all night. And then, you know, we did all the things, and I introduced him to coffee that night because he swore up and down he didn't like it. I'm like, you will like coffee. I'm going to make sure you like coffee. Right, Aaron? I can't let you not like coffee. Anyway, so, and then we went back, and anyway, so the rest is history, like you said. But his brother, we were talking about music, and he was telling me about Swing Cats. And then he was like, oh, you dance. And then all of a sudden, he just started, like, dancing with me. I'm like, okay, just go with the flow. And I didn't even notice, but his brother turned on music, started moving furniture for us. Like, I'm like, and then I'm looking around, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what is going on? This is crafty.
It's called
Barry was totally in cahoots and, like, helping him out. So... and then I left after that weekend. I was staying at my girlfriend's house, but you know, we saw him the next day, and then I left. And then we stayed friends, and then we dated probably a couple years later, and then 6 months later he asked me to marry him, and like I said, the rest is history. And I was here at Sonship, and because I came back home to finish college, and Aaron and I were working together at Starbucks, and I was still going to this church in Thomasville, but when I could, like when I didn't have a shift on a Sunday, because I was an assistant manager at Starbucks, and Aaron was like, well, you should come visit mine. I'm like, okay. And then Alyssa came bebopping in, and so I met her, and I'm like, oh, I like her too. She's nice, you know. And so I just came. And then, but that was a really different, that was really new experience for me, because I had never been around prophetic until I came to Sonship. That was brand new to me. So I was like, wow. Okay. But then I got this strong sense, this is where you belong, Beth. And I was like, okay, yes, sir. It was like one of those moments with the Lord. And, was the first time I had a vision of Dr. Tellers, and I'm like, I've never had this experience. This is weird. And so I saw him in the spirit, and it was like the Lord was trying to give me all these confirmations, but I was a little overwhelmed. And so, but then I just stayed, because I was like, okay, I'm honoring what the Lord's telling me to do. So I just stayed, and so here I am. I'm just still here. And then Ryan and I married. We moved to D.C., but we stayed in contact, and here we are. Mm-hmm. So... I don't know what else to tell you. Questions?
Did you do a little twirls?
Yes. Yes. We did twirls.
Twirls, flips. Well, you were at our wedding. You saw me.
Yeah.
Well, for one of my birthdays, we ended up having a big party.
It was at your grandma's condo.
At grandma's condo.
And we almost hit the ceiling fan.
And you guys were doing like crazy acrobats, like flips, and
can't
like,
do any of that anymore. Just so you know,
that was awesome.
We keep it real basic now.
A lot more popping involved. Like,
Ryan just used to throw me around like I was a little doll, and I'm like, oh my goodness. So we had fun.
Thank you for sharing that with me. Beth and Ryan have loved our body, whether they have been here physically or they've been away in D.C. And it's not because they've loved Sonship.